2017学年第一学期徐汇区学习能力诊断卷高三英语听力部分
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questionswill be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Oh dear, I'm exhausted. I can't walk any further.
Let's go to the cafe opposite the China Bank and have a rest.
Question.Where does this conversation most probably take place? Two. The exhibit at this gallery is excellent.
I have heard that it contains works of art from all over the world.
Question. What are these people discussing?
3. How long does it take you to drive home when there is not much traffic?
Nearly 50 minutes. But if I can't leave my office before 5 p.m., it usually takes me 25 minutes more.
Question. How long does it take the woman to drive home when it is rush hour? 4.I'm sorry, madam. The tram is behind the schedule because of the fog. Take a seat, and I'll tell you as soon as we know something definite.
Thank you. I'll just sit here and read a magazine.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 5. How are you getting along with your new roommate, Jenny?
Oh, quite well. She's a person who always speaks her mind.
Question. What does Jenny think of her new roommate? 6. Happy birthday, Kate. This is for you.
Thank you so much, Jack. But I'd rather forget my birthday since last year I had my 40th birthday.
Question.What does the woman really mean?
7. I'd like to go to the movies this evening. Will you come with me?
Well, I'll go if you really want me to, but I'm a little worn out from my work today.
Question. What conclusion can we draw from their conversation?
8. It is so hot today. This must be the hottest summer in years.
Well, it's certainly hotter than last summer. I was out in the sun today, and I think I'm 5 pounds lighter than I was this morning.
Question. What does the woman mean? 9.I think Tom should invite Mary to the party.
It's none of your business. If Tom had wanted to invite her, he would have.
Question. What did the woman say about Tom? 10. Would you help me prepare some food and drinks for tomorrow's family reunion?
Why not?Let's be careful not to overdo it, though. Last time, we had enough for 2 such parties.
Question. What does the woman mean? 6. B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
On September the 6th, 1860, the woman who devoted her whole life to helping the poor was born. Her name was Jane Addams. Even though Jane came from a well-to-do family, she saw the bad living conditions of the poor. As a young child, Jane had made up her mind as to what she wanted to do with her life. Jane wanted to help those people who couldn't help themselves. She thought that the best way to help the poor was to become a doctor. Jane entered medical school, but because of poor health, she had to leave school. It wasn't until Jane visited London that she discovered how she would spend the rest of her life. In London, Jane saw a settlement house. A settlement house was a place where poor people could go for help. In 1889, Jane Addams opened the first settlement house in America. It was located in a very poor neighborhood in Chicago. The settlement house that Jane Addams founded helped those people who had come to America from other countries. Jane wrote books about the problems faced by the poor. She also spoke to many people about those problems. Because she did this, new laws were passed to help workers, women, and children. Jane Addams gave hope to those who had none. When she died on May the 21st, 1935, Chicago's poor lost a very dear friend.
Now listen again, please.
On September the 6th, 1860, the woman who devoted her whole life to helping the poor was born. Her name was Jane Addams. Even though Jane came from a well-to-do family, she saw the bad living conditions of the poor. As a young child, Jane had made up her mind as to what she wanted to do with her life. Jane wanted to help those people who couldn't help themselves. She thought that the best way to help the poor was to become a doctor. Jane entered medical school, but because of poor health, she had to leave school. It wasn't until Jane visited London that she discovered how she would spend the rest of her life. In London, Jane saw a settlement house. A settlement house was a place where poor people could go for help. In 1889, Jane Addams opened the first settlement house in America. It was located in a very poor neighborhood in Chicago. The settlement house that Jane Addams founded helped those people who had come to America from other countries. Jane wrote books about the problems faced by the poor. She also spoke to many people about those problems. Because she did this, new laws were passed to help workers, women, and children. Jane Addams gave hope to those who had none. When she died on May the 21st, 1935, Chicago's poor lost a very dear friend.
Question 11. Which of the following can be learned about Jane Addams from the passage?
Question 12. Why did Jane leave school according to the passage?
Question 13. Which is not one of the contributions she made to the poor?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Well, everybody, welcome to our college library services. My name is John Williams. Our resources are in three main locations. The library itself, with books and journals. The Self-Access Language Center, with audio and video material. And the Microcomputer Lab. Now we'll start with the Microcomputer Lab, or Micro Lab as we call it. It is fitted with 24 personal computers. If you're a member of the library, you may borrow core disks in French, German, Italian, Spanish, and the Russian, as well as English. By the way, CALL, C-A-L-L, stands for Computer-Aided Language Learning. You may also borrow a range of word processing and desktop publishing packages. All disks are, of course, strictly for use in the MicroLab only. If you wish to print anything, you should use one of the five machines around the outside of the room. There's always a long queue towards the end of the turn. Come in and get to know how to use the computers early in the term and use them regularly rather than just before exams and essay deadlines in order to avoid delay or disappointment. Training sessions are held on a regular basis on the first and the third Thursday of each month and are free to full-time students of the college. See you there. Now, any questions?
Now, listen again, please.
Well, everybody, welcome to our college library services. My name is John Williams. Our resources are in three main locations. The library itself, with books and journals. The Self-Access Language Center, with audio and video material. And the Microcomputer Lab. Now, we'll start with the Microcomputer Lab, or Micro Lab, as we call it.It is fitted with 24 personal computers. If you're a member of the library, you may borrow core disks in French, German, Italian, Spanish, and the Russian, as well as English. By the way, CALL, C-A-L-L, stands for Computer-Aided Language Learning. You may also borrow a range of word processing and desktop publishing packages.All disks are, of course, strictly for use in the MicroLab only. If you wish to print anything, you should use one of the five machines around the outside of the room. There's always a long queue towards the end of the term. Come in and get to know how to use the computers early in the term and use them regularly rather than just before exams and essay deadlines in order to avoid delay or disappointment.Training sessions are held on a regular basis on the first and the third Thursday of each month and are free to full-time students of the college. See you there. Now, any questions?
Question 14. What did a speaker say about the call disks in the college library?
Question 15. What does the speaker suggest the student do during the term?
Question 16. What does the speaker mainly talk about?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
So, you are the editor of this TV program. May I ask a few questions about your program?
Sure.
What kind of topics does your program cover?
Well, they're essentially domestic stories. We don't cover international stories. We don't cover party politics or economics.We do issues of general social concern to our audience. They can be anything from the future of the health service to the way the environment is going downhill.
How do you choose the topic? Do you choose one because it's what the public wants to know about, or because it's what you feel the public ought to know about?
I think it's a mixture of both. Sometimes you have a strong feeling that something is important and you want to see it examined and you want to contribute to a public debate. Sometimes people come to you with things they are worried about, and those things can be quite small, like advertising junk food to children or wage inequality at work.
How do you know that you've got a really successful program, one that is just right for the time?
I think you get the sense about it after working in it for a number of years. You know which stories are going to get the attention. They are going to be published just the point when the public are concerned about that.
Now, listen again, please. So, you are the editor of this TV program. May I ask a few questions about your program?
Sure.
What kind of topics does your program cover?
Well, they're essentially domestic stories. We don't cover international stories. We don't cover party politics or economics. We do issues of general social concern to our audience. They can be anything from the future of the health service to the way the environment is going downhill.
How do you choose the topic? Do you choose one because it's what the public wants to know about, or because it's what you feel the public ought to know about?
I think it's a mixture of both. Sometimes you have a strong feeling that something is important, and you want to see it examined, and you want to contribute to a public debate. Sometimes people come to you with things they are worried about, and those things can be quite small, like advertising junk food to children or wage inequality at work.
How do you know that you've got a really successful program, one that is just right for the time?
I think you get the sense about it after working in it for a number of years. You know which stories are going to get the attention. They are going to be published just the point when the public are concerned about that.
Question 17. What can be learned about the man?
Question 18. What kind of topics does the TV program cover?
Question 19. How does the TV program choose its topics?
Question 20. What factor plays an important role in running a successful program, according to the man?
This is the end of the listening comprehension.